I'm speaking from book of Exodus 23, chapter 23, has the passage has been already read. The heading of this theme of this talk is holding on to God in the dark struggles of life. As way of introduction, Moses had gone up in the mountain to meet the Lord. He was talking to God face to face, as a man speaks to his friends. Moses was a friend, a mediator, a prophet, and God's chosen leader. He was having heart-to-heart conversation with God in the tent of meeting, which is outside of the camp. While Moses was spending time with the Lord, the Israelites did not have patience to wait for Moses to come. They thought it would take ages for Moses to come down. People asked Aaron to make a god instead, something visible to worship, because they did not have patience for Moses to come with good news. Aaron, instead of scolding people, he makes a golden calf and let the people worship. Idol worship begins. When he comes down, he sees people dancing with worshiping the calf, golden calf. Out of anger, Moses throws the tablets that he had received from the Lord. The sin of idol worship was so huge. They were hard-headed and stubborn people. God says, I will not go with you. I will not have tabernacle with you. God was really angry with those people. Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me to lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have told me that you will send an angel to drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hittites, and Jebusites. You also said, I know you by name, and you are pleased with me. Teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is yours, people. But Lord, you said that you would not go with me because we are a stiff-necked people and I might destroy you on the way. Moses is now a frustrated prophet. He's telling God, you have called me to lead these people. You have been faithful to us despite these people being rebellious to you constantly. He had received the call of God on his life to go to Egypt and set the people free, but he was still absolutely driven with the doubts and was struggling with his calling. When it comes to the Christian life, when it comes to the Christian faith, we would all like assurances, wouldn't we? That is especially true when we are going through difficult times in life, when we have a relationship that is failing, or when we are facing ill health, or when we lose someone we love, or our job becomes uncertain. Would we go to God and ask His favor and His way, or would we just go away with it as a business as usual? We ask God, I want to know. Do we ask God, I want to know more about you? I want your favor, O Lord. Not all desire or plans go according to our plan. Moses said, help me understand what you have for us. Even Jesus Christ has to look for God's favor and his ways in his life when he was going through struggle of death on the cross. He said, God, if it is your will, let this cup of struggling or suffering be taken away. poor Moses was in the palace, in the place that many of us find ourselves. He was facing a future that looked incredibly difficult, and he didn't feel like he had confidence. Moses was frightened for the future, and he was asking God to fill in the gaps for him so that he could face the future with less fear and more confidence. But we ask God's help and shout at him, he will answer to our prayer. He will speak to us. Now, the Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Moses says back, "If your presence doesn't go with us, then please do not send us." Moses is saying, "Yes, you are with me, but I want you to be with us as a team or as a group and family, because you are our father. These are your children." Bragging with God in times of difficulty, questioning God's character in the times of difficulty, perhaps we feel guilty when we behave like that. But I don't think we need to feel. It is a perfectly natural way to behave. And what is God's response when Moses behaves like that? Does he get angry? Does he tell Moses to grow up? Does he accuse Moses of being weak in faith and too childish? God assures with Moses in verse 17. He says, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." So when God says to Moses, "I know you by name," he is making a profoundly deep statement about knowing Moses. Moses' every need, every fear, every doubt, every vulnerability. And he also making a statement about the relationship he has with Moses. He knows Moses. He knows him intimately. Despite the circumstances of Moses' life, he can rest easy in his life. The same is true for us too. Of course, when we struggle, when we face dark time, we come to God and we want answer, we want certainties. But that is not the first thing that God offers to us. Instead, he offers us something far more profound, something far deeper, something much more long-lasting. As with Moses, he says, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. I know you by name." He wants a sign. He wants something tangible to prove God's promise that are true. Surely that's not too much to ask. But God's response is even more mysterious in verse 20. "But you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." He's telling metaphorically, he does not have body because he is spirit. When God says, "You will see my back," it means you will have less of my spirit. God says to each one of us, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. I know you by name." Think about ourselves. Your history is proof of the fact that God's promise is true, and you know you can trust His word for today and tomorrow. During your present struggles, God will put you and me in the cliff, in the rock, and will cover you with his hand, and his glory is closer than you may think. Even if you can't hear it, or see it or feel it, God says, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. The rest is eternal in eternity. May God bless all. Amen.